Yuding from Baidu X Labs today is securely joining the fray to rustily enclave your bits to behave. That's a big deal for security.
Hello, everyone. I'm Yuding from Baidu X Lab, and I'm coming from California, so it's a 10-hour jet lag. I'm really sleepy now, so give me some clap. And thank you. So this is a joint work with my colleagues, Duan Ran, Li Long, and some other colleagues. I want to express my appreciation to them because they really did help me a lot. And first, let's talk about myself. I'm a security research scientist spending my last 10 years on exploit attacks and defense. And I've been working on autonomous driving project recently for the Apollo project in Baidu. And I'm in charge of auditing the C and C++ code. And since the December 2016, I've been diving into Intel SGX and Rust. And during the 2 years of my Rust life, our team become more and more ambitious. In the beginning, we only want to bring Intel SGX to Rust, but on the road, we find that we can bring the entire TLS stack to Rust, and by the help of Russell, we wrap it to a drop-in replacement for OpenSSL, and furthermore, we implement a set of Linux user space applications, and we name them as MesaLink and MesaLock. They're both open source on GitHub and can be used directly in IoT devices and Android systems, and Baidu product teams like them very much. This is my outline for today. So this is the first time I'm talked to the Rust community instead of the security guys. So I will spend a little more time on Intel SGX and discuss why Rust is SGX's best friend. So next, I will use the most easy sample print line as an example to show how I support print line in SGX. So next is the most challenging part, the libstd, and we port the whole entire libstd to SGX, named as SGX underscore trusted std. And the last two sections tells you how to port more queries to SGX and show some masterpieces already built in SGX. So what is SGX? SGX is an CPU mode which can protect data and authorize data access, which means that, for example, in the past, the OS kernel and VMM can get access to the application's memory without notice the application. But with SGX enabled, the application can protect its own memory in the small yellow boxes named as SGX enclave. And in this way, no matter how the OS tries, he cannot get read or write access to the enclave memory. This is enforced by the Intel's memory encryption engine. The memory encryption engine is implemented as hardware inside the CPU, and it guarantees the access control by the paging information. And so this is how the SGX enclave protects application's memory. But it has a strong limitation because the supported memory size is quite small. On each platform, only 128 gigabytes of physical memory can be used for the SGX enclave. But don't worry, Intel has implemented a software-based, a page fault-based mapping mechanism, which can swap in and swap out the memories between trusted 128 gigabytes and untrusted, no matter how much memory you have. But it will be a little bit slow if you trigger a page fault and the kernel driver get the page in and decrypt. Yeah, that's a little bit more performance overhead. So so how do the SGX enclave works? Normally, when an SGX application can be split to two parts, the untrusted part of an app and the trusted part of an app. In the untrusted part of app, the Linux thread keep execution until a ecall, which goes through the call gate of a SGX enclave and start execution in the trusted part or SGX enclave, and finally returns to the untrusted part of app. So it works like a blocked syscall, but it does not escalate the privilege to ring zero. It only keeps its own privilege in ring three. So SGX provide not only the memory encryption engine, but also the remote attestation ability, which means that everyone can remotely attest if the SGX enclave is launched correctly. The code inside enclave is the one I want to launch. This is guaranteed by the CPU mechanism. The CPU will automatically calculate the SHA sum of the loaded enclave memory and returns you the results. And you, during the compilation, you can calculate the hash value by yourself, and you can verify if the if these two values are equal, are identical. And the hash value calculated by hardware is signed by Intel. So you can verify if the report is correctly signed by Intel. If the report is valid and the hash value is identical, so you can trust the enclave and put your secrets to the enclave and start a calculation. So the remote attestation mechanism can guarantee if a SGX enclave is initialized correctly and whether the platform satisfies the security requirement. What is the platform in SGX? The platform means CPU plus the motherboard plus no more. Because in some version of CPU, there are some SGX bugs, such as privilege escalation, and it should be fixed by microcode upgrade. And the BIOS version reflects the microcode version, and the remote attestation will tells you if the BIOS version is higher enough to have patched all the known vulnerabilities. So SGX can be used to build a minimum set of your own trust computing base and solve the cloud computing privacy preserving problem. In this picture, there are three parts: the cloud service provider, the algorithm provider, such as a neural network, and a user who has many, many data. Each of these parts wouldn't trust any of the other two parts, because for the neural network, he can't trust cloud service provider, because cloud service provider would steal the trained model from their program, and he cannot trust user, because user can steal can make arbitrary numbers of query to their neural network and get the model out. And from user side, the user cannot trust both of them, because the user has the data. He cannot trust anyone, and the cloud service provider cannot trust both, because they can DDoS the cloud service. So how to solve it? We can use SGS enclave. The new network could be sealed within an encrypted SGX enclave and put it on the remote cloud. And the users send their data to the remote cloud, send directly to the SGX enclave, and do the computation there. So everything should be fine. As a quick summary, SGX is designed to be a high-performance memory encryption engine and with the ability to do local and remote attestation. And it's the best choice for my algorithm, your data, whoever CPU the problem. And it's best choice for SMC. And previously, we have PowerDVD and Wolf SSL, who supports SGX in their products. For the PowerDVD, they use SGX Enclave to process the raw video stream directly from the Blu-ray disk and decrypt the data stream and output to screen. For Wolf SSL, it protects the TLS session data, session master key in SGX Enclave. And yeah, that's how they use SGX. So this is easy for you guys to understand, because in C or C++ code, there are always buffer overflows, use buffer freeze, memory corruption, vulnerabilities. And SGX code does need memory safety, because SGX is designed to process privacy and sensitive data. So SGX definitely needs memory safety guarantees. So I start research in SGX and want to solve the memory safety guarantees in an innovation way, which applies new technology of program language to the SGX programming model. So I tried three different languages, the Golang, Rust, and Swift. First, I look into Golang. I've tried my best to understand how Golang works, but I found that Golang requires everything, every process as a Go routine, and it keeps switching between the Go routines and the so-called Go machine in a Go what's a P? It's a queue. Yes, it's a job queue. It's dynamically scheduling cannot be implemented in SGX, because inside SGX we cannot make syscalls, cannot decide whether or not myself should get off the CPU. So Go is almost impossible for SGX. And for Swift, personally, I don't like the core foundation part of Swift, because it contains too much C and C++ code. I hate that. So I choose Rust, and in fact, it's the best choice in my life. Thank you. So in the past, what Intel provide us is that Intel says that every part could be written in C or C++. But with our work, we can use Rust to program the untrusted app and the enclave. For the context switch, they are the foundation libraries provided by Intel, and I don't want to waste their efforts, because they have plenty of experienced engineers working on that. So if I do some work on that, I cannot guarantee that I can upgrade it according to the Intel engineers' work. So I plan to build everything on top of the Intel SGX account switch libraries. So here comes another question. In the past, the application is a entire application. We never split it to two parts. But now we have to split it to two parts, the untrusted part and trusted parts, where the trusted part components cannot make syscalls and can only execute in a limited size of memory. So this is a key question. We need partition. By myself. So that's a key question, and whenever I talk partition, the concept to developers in Baidu, they say that I don't want to know these details. These are a burden to me. So I don't know how to talk to them, but I think you guys may understand. Everyone who wants to write an SGX application, he needs what secret he wants to protect and what code should be guaranteed for its integrity. That's a key question. So let's assume that we have a correct partition for now. So after the partition, how do we assemble them together? So you know, it is easy to understand. For the untrusted app, we just build it together with our SGX untrusted runtime service, create and link together with libsgx underscore and untrusted runtime service dot a and some other stuff. For the trusted part, it is a static library because SGX does not support dynamic loading, so everything is linked statically. We build our SDK as a set of static libraries, and developers write their own SGX enclaves and generated a libenclave.a. We link everything together as a shared object and use the SGX sign tool by Intel and provide a signing key and finally create a signed ISO. And the very first beginning, I successfully support the Intel SGX API by directly wrapping their APIs with Rust interface. And here is a simple stack, which finally depends on Intel's SDK. Yeah. So here is a key question, is that on the top, there are Rust creates, which guarantees memory safety. But at the bottom, the Intel SDK, they do not. They're written in C and C++. So how do we guarantee the memory safety of the entire program? The answer is no. We cannot guarantee 100 memory safety. But we propose the principles of hybrid memory safe architecture with three rules of thumbs. Simply, they are the basic idea is that the unsafe or memory unsafe components should be small and should be a drop-in upgradable, and it should has a clear boundary between memory unsafe and the memory safe modules. And yes, this is the principles proposed by my boss, the chief security scientist and distinguished architecture of Baidu. Yeah, and I believe to use memory safety guarantees in the production, the only thing we can do is that we guarantee this principle, apply this principle to the existing products and replace the modules by memory safe modules one by one, and finally achieve best security guarantees. So next, finally, we come to the print line sample. So the steps is easy. First, I need the partition. For the first step of partition, I need to define the boundary. It is defined using a EDL syntax defined by Intel, very similar to C. And the first line is untrusted, which says that it's an O call function, which is enables the code inside SGX enclave make outside call to the untrusted world, write to the std out and get back to the trusted world. And inside the trusted codes, I can expand the macro. Actually, I copied the codes from libstd to SGX tstd, and finally implement such a function. and such a structure, very almost the same as the libstd. And finally, after across the boundary of trusted and untrusted, in the untrusted world, the code way is very much simple. Yes. So put everything together. Inside the enclave, I implement the macro and defines the edge and finally implement the OCall. So the most challenging part is the STD is too much large, and that takes us about half a year for this create. The challenge here, I selected part of the challenges here. For example, threading. As you can see from the previous slides, SGX does not have an isolated threading mechanism. The ecall function is treated as something like blocked syscall, and it does not have a threading model. It only has a threading policy, which decides on each ecall whether or not you get the same in enclave TCB. So, and another challenge is from the libc side. Intel's libc is quite small because it doesn't support too much any syscall. So it only has a very limited set of features. And SGX, it supports a weird or something like vectorized exception handling mechanism, very different from Rust. So challenges are a lot. These are only four I listed. And I will use exception as an example to show how we port the libstd to SGX. So exception in SGX is quite complex, but it's very similar to the operating system's exception. It will first use a trampoline to trap to OS kernel and deal with such as page fault and get back to the enclave. One example is that in SGX enclave, there is no CPU ID instruction. If we execute such an instruction, it will trap a fault and to the OS. And if we register such a exception handler, and it will transfer the control flow to our registered handler and do the handles the CPU ID instruction and get back to the enclave continuous execution. So this is entirely different from Rust exception. So from the Rust side, the exception is triggered from either panic or assertion, and I just expand the routines here. In the abort settings, it can directly make calls to RSGX abort function, which abort immediately. And if we try to handle that panic, we need to finally force to the thread local macro, which requires thread local storage. And that's the key part of the implementation. We re-implement the thread local macro by copy codes from libstd to sgx tstd, line function by function by function, until the thread's local key inner function. And from there, we need to implement sgx specification set. I implemented several structures and their methods, and finally it invokes make an FFI calls to the SGX Intel SGX APIs and get a thread data, and it returns such a data structure, and within with two areas indicate the TLS area, and in this way we support thread local storage. And finally, the entire routine works. So another example is SGX mutex. In Linux, the mutex implementation will finally fall to libc's pthread mutex. But in SGX, we don't have pthread. So Intel provides an alternative solution in named as SGX thread mutex. So I re-implement the mutex.rs, and which calls to the SGX thread mutex init. We finally make FFI calls to the Intel APIs. In this way, we implement mutex as SGX mutex. The reason why I didn't directly name as mutex is that I want programmers to know that they are using Intel's mutex instead of common pthread mutex. So that's how the libstd works. So next, I will tell you guys how to port existing projects to Rust SGX and protect your data and privacy. But before that, I want you guys to know, before port anything, we need to partition it. For example, when I port the Russell, I have to partition the Russell framework, put the synchronized I/O out of the into the untrusted world, and put everything synchronized in the trusted world. And everybody should do the partition before he starts coding. After he partitioned the application, the first thing is to import the STD. For now, we support either both the cargo settings and the X-Argo. I don't know how to pronounce. In Chinese, we call it Chago, because X stands for char. So, whatever. So in cargo settings, it is a no STD environment. The create is named as SGX TSTD, and what you need to do is to extern create SGX TSTD as STD and add another prelude include at the header. And it supports Rust stable and Rust nightly. But in X-Argo, the environment does include STD. So the create is different with name STD and version number 0.0.0. And it has a customized sysroot. And it supports nightly only because X-Argo only supports nightly. But we want the SGX enclave be stable. So we hacked that X-Argo and shipped with a customized X-Argo with our code project. And for SGX features in Rust SGX, we support both the Linux side, for example, the Linux file system access, we support them. And Intel provides another called SGX file system, that's an encrypted file system, and we support them both. Before you decide to use the file system, you have to choose between the Linux file system and the SGX file system. This happens to time, which Linux time or the SGX time. SGX time is guaranteed to be true from Intel ME mechanism. And here I listed some of the masterpieces of Rust SGX. First, I list the creates ported by myself. For example, the Rusty machine, because at the early stage of this year or last year, people are talking about AI, and I port part. I select one famous machine learning library called Rusty machine. It has a clean dependency with a linear algebra create. I can port, and that makes made a success. And second, I port the Russell set to SGX and provide the code samples to show how to create a T TLS server and TLS client in SGX and use SGX to protect the TLS context. And then someone write email to me, say that I need port buff. Okay, and I port the port buff to SGX. So port buff related to some partitions because part of the port buff should be implemented in the untrusted world, and part of the port buff should be work in the trusted world. And for 30, it's one of my favorite create. And personally, I wouldn't use Rust protobuf for serialization. I would use 30. And finally, last week, I made the WebAssembly interpreter work perfectly in SGX. And that's what I believe will be success in near future. And some winning stories. In last year, I participated in the IDASH competition hosted in the US, and the CEA from France won the trophy in IDASH 17. And they successfully compressed the 30 gigabytes of genome data to hundreds of megabytes and transfer it to the SGX enclave, a lock-free hash map. And finally, the size of the hash map is only 7 gigabytes, even less than the L3 cache of the processor. And they process the 30 gigabytes of data within seconds. I remember it's 7 seconds. So they won the trophy, and they built their application on the Rust SGX framework. And this is the first winning story of Rust SGX. They beat a bunch of teams using C and C++. And another winning story is from my previous lab at UC Berkeley. And they port an entire Ethereum VM called Sputnik EVM to the SGX enclave and write a smart contract protocol. The consensus mechanism they implement correctly and make the smart contract system work perfectly on SGX, Rust SGX. And last week I finally make it work, make the WebAssembly interpreter works in SGX enclave, which means that I can put the WST WebAssembly to the SGX enclave and send some execution requests to the WebAssembly interpreter, and it can calculate the evaluates the results, returns to the untrusted world, or either send it to remote using secure layer transportation, and it will be a winning story because SGX in the past is designed to build a customized set of trust computing base, but with the help of WebAssembly interpreter, it can execute every popular language because every popular compiler can generate WebAssembly as a target platform. So we can run everything in SGX enclave now. So here is the summary. I have some problems left behind. First is cargo test. SGX has a different system setting, so it does not support cargo test. And for cargo, it cannot support Rust stable. And for AI guys, they need a high performance blast create, but we don't have one. And yeah, I need to better manage my versioning on crates.io. So thank you. That's all my talk.